Good afternoon. I guess I have 5 minutes to share with you guys some of the results from a study we conducted to explore the association between summer dormancy and candidate genes. Many of you might be familiar with winter dormancy, but there is also summer dormancy. And it's also an evolutionary response that some of the species evolved to survive harsh conditions like heat and drought. This phenomena is quite common in several species originating from the Mediterranean region, like orchard grass, boa, and tall fescue. And these are all important forage species. In tall fescue, there are two types of summer dormancy that are well recognized. One of them is what we call eco-dormancy, which is primarily a response to stress. And then we have the physiological dormancy or endodormancy, which is a response to environmental cues like photoperiod or temperature. So in this study, summer dormancy phenotype was assigned as a score combining regrowth height from 1 to 10, 4 weeks after clipping in June. Then we used senescence, percent senescence, based on digital image analysis. We used 218 tall fescue accessions that we phenotyped in multiple replications, four reps in the field. We also used a surrogate phenotype that we developed based on seed germination at high temperature over low temperature. And if you want more details about these phenotyping system, the work was already published early this year in Crop Science. The candidate genes we used were all involved in flowering time, circadian clock, winter dormancy, and seed dormancy, heat shock proteins, drought-inducible, biotic and abiotic stress. So we know that these genes are fairly well conserved across plant genera. So we used the sequences from these genes and blast searched the database, the NCBI database, looking for sequences in the gene Slolium. And where we don't find the gene Slolium, we use the Brachypodium because we know it's a C3 and closely related to the Slolium genes. We developed primers from these sequences and amplified them and sequenced on two dormant and two non-dormant checks that we're confident of their phenotype. Then we did sequence alignment and we looked for nucleotide variants that are unique to each group. And those were converted into SNP markers, CASP markers, and we used the genotype, the 218 accessions. So the analysis of the data resulted in five markers that showed significant associations with the field dormancy phenotype. And all the five markers, what's interesting, they are from two genes, constans and terminal flower. We know that constans is a regulator of terminal flower, and terminal flower modulates stem determinacy and growth. We also found four markers that are associated with the germination surrogate phenotype from Mads box, you know, heat, abscisic acid response factor. So what these results telling us, so we're confirming the major role of photoperiod and temperature in the initiation of summer dormancy and tall fescue, but what it's very important is that the data is suggesting that tall fescue might be using determinacy as a mechanism to initiate summer dormancy. We're chasing this hypothesis further in a more elaborate study, and we're validating the markers for selection at early generations for dormant and non-dormant tall fescue in segregated populations. If you want more results, please check poster 807.